already not? Did like the entire meat of the conversation.
Well, I mean, we did the beat, but you know. Hello, hello. This is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about being good at stuff. So we're just going to continue on from where we were. But still, if the Beatles didn't exist, well, they did exist, and then everyone forgot about them, and then they did exist, and they came out now, they might be popular, but I don't believe at all that they would be as popular as they were. They would be an irrelevant band.
No, because they...
Because people are better now.
Well, the times have changed.
Yeah, the times have changed.
But the entire landscape of popular music would be different if the Beatles had never existed.
That's why I'm saying, like, they did exist, and then everyone forgot about them. So then we could have a level playing field.
I think they would be popular.
I don't think they would be popular at all. Because that type of music...
like Ed Sheeran.
That type of music... Like, the Beatles were good for their time. But there's so much competition nowadays because music is way more popular than it's ever been. People just listen to music because we have so many ways to listen. Back then, you would listen on the radio, that's it. But now we have, like, we're walking with music, we exercise with music. Music's just literally a literal part of our lives now. Like, that's like another type of, like that's another organ now, basically, where music is always part of us. Everyone's always listening to music. So there's more competition. People want to listen to a song completely different than how they listened to it back then. Maybe some people listen for the lyrics.
Like
maybe some people
Beatles,
listen for the beat.
The Beatles versus like Charlie Puth. I think it's pretty obviously.
But I'm saying the Beatles versus whoever's the top right now, it would be laughable. It would actually be laughable. The only reason why people are still saying that
versus,
the Beatles are
like,
good.
Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes.
I think it would be laughable.
Ed Sheeran?
The only reason why people still like the Beatles now is because they were popular.
What do you mean? There's a lot of bands who were popular who aren't liked anymore.
No, but they weren't at that level of popularity. Like the Beatles, because they were the Beatles, they are timeless because we won't forget about them. Similar to George Washington, there are people who are better leaders in America who are better presidents than George Washington, but he has a whole freaking city named after him. Why? Because
but
he was the first.
Something new.
Because he was the first.
But he did something new, and then everybody else came after him.
Exactly. But even though...
And they were obviously very much influenced by what he did.
But still, even though they
and
were
he
better...
Had the, he had the creativity to do it first. And that's why he's the most popular.
No, he's not the most popular because he had the creativity to do it first. It's just specifically because he was the first. And the Beatles, they were popular first. If the Beatles were not
Elvis?
Elvis is still super popular, even though he stole his whole style from a different, like, you could argue.
What do you mean steal?
You can argue that he stole his entire style from, like, I don't know
blues.
What type of music, but yeah, the rhythm and blues. But he was the first Caucasian to do it. He was attractive, and then he popularized it. But because he was the first to popularize it, people still remember the Beatles and don't remember the people who were before him.
I think people remember the Beatles much better than they remember Elvis.
That's arguable.
I don't think so.
That depends on. I feel like that depends on what area you're born in. Because I bet you in the South or, like, the Midwest, they're butt-loving
right.
The Elvis. But, like, here in the East Coast, maybe Beatles are, like, more like, oh, we love the Beatles. But still, if Elvis came out now, if Beatles came out now, they would be popular because they're laughable, maybe. They're like,
laughable?
Well, who the heck are these freaking losers?
What do you mean laughable? What about them that would be laughable?
Because their style... is so far, like...
Your style is timeless. It's guitar
it's
music.
It's timeless because it's popular. Not because it's good.
What do you mean? Are you just insulting all rock music? Or
yeah,
something?
I am. Because if it was still good now,
then
people would still make new type of Elvis music.
They're not Elvis music. The
yeah,
Beatles aren't
it has evolved.
The Beatles aren't Elvis
yeah, the
music.
Beatles, we don't listen to new types of Beatles music. People don't do Beatles style anymore.
People make
because music
guitar
has evolved.
Music.
They make guitar music, but not in that style. You don't hear like that type of music.
That's Elvis.
Yeah, you don't hear Beatles type music anymore.
Beatles music is just pop music.
No, it's not.
What do you think Beatles music is then, if not just all pop music?
So you're saying, let's just say, what's her name? Carly Rae Jepsen. She's just the next evolution of the Beatles.
Well, I didn't say her. I said
pop.
Well, the people that she was influenced by were absolutely influenced greatly by the Beatles. The
Yes, but I'm saying that since it has evolved, like for example, we were influenced by apes, but we are not apes.
But that's what people say is timeless.
We can wreck an ape. I dare an ape to come into the city and try to like do anything.
Is that like, for example, a song like Thinking Out Loud can still be popular when it's just a guitar song?
But I'm saying that Thinking Out Loud will only be so popular after a while, and then we will have evolved.
But
and have a new type of song. Another type of music will be popular.
Thinking Out Loud is like the same as Blackbird by the Beatles, just a song.
Like for, okay, here's an example.
With a guitar.
If Edison, or not Edison, if, what, I forgot his name, crap. Super smart math dude, crazy hair.
Einstein?
Oh, yeah, Einstein. If Einstein just happened to teleport into the modern era and like just look at the math that we're using now, he'd be like, what the heck? Like, oh, he would just start freaking out. He'd probably just end himself right then and there. It'd be too much. It'd be too much.
Why? Because it's so advanced?
Yeah, it's so advanced.
You think like, Ed Sheeran is like absurdly advanced compared
yeah,
to the Beatles?
Yeah, if Ed Sheeran went back into the 19 whatever when the Beatles were popular, people would freak out. They'd be like, what is this?
No.
They were like, this music, I've never heard this before.
He does the same.
Like, if someone who made dubstep went back into classical era, and they just learned this new type of sound, they would flip. They wouldn't even know what to
horrible.
Do. No? They'd be like, what the heck? No, they... Back then, people liked everything. Like, you know the first movie?
They would think it's like a witch or
something. Yeah, like the first movie that came out was just
a
train.
They would execute them. They would like tie like a metal ball to their feet and throw them in a river.
No, they'd be like, this guy is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, Beethoven.
Skrillex would be executed, for sure.
He would not.
Called a witch and, like, hung.
No. Well, I mean, if he just... Maybe if he pulled... No.
Especially with that hair.
Or, like say, an iPhone. If you went back it just even 20 years ago and just showed them this phone right now, like, just dropped it there and, like, check it, they would flip. Because people...
They would flip their flip phone.
Yeah, they would freaking freak out because we have evolved so fast.
But
so
there's no big difference between guitar music
but
now
like,
and
say,
Beatles music.
What you're talking about, the Beatles is the equivalent of the first iPhone, where it's like, yeah, or like, let's say the iPhone 4, where people are like, yeah, the iPhone 4 is like the greatest design ever. It's the perfect iPhone. But I'm like, oh, then why don't people use iPhone 4s now?
People still listen to the Beatles.
Yeah, but they only listen to the Beatles because they were popular. Same with like only reason people have old tech
think,
is because
all these, like,
it was cool
you
back
think
then.
All these people are just like, oh, I'm cool because I'm listening to the Beatles because they were popular.
Basically.
Then why don't people listen to like some other trashy like wave of music?
What they do, but they don't listen to. They don't like. I feel like most people. I don't know if it's true or not, but most people do not listen to the Beatles type music back then. They might just listen to the Beatles, because there were other artists who stole the Beatles style when they were popular, because they're like, oh, we're gonna sound, if the Beatles are popular, we should make Beatles type music right now.
Yeah.
But people don't listen to those artists, because you can only listen to the Beatles songs so many times, and you might be like, oh, I want to listen to new music. But they don't listen to those old artists. Only reason why the Beatles are still listened to is because they were popular back then.
Okay.
Like, there are other art, there are people who have arguably better songs than...
Like who?
I don't know, because I don't listen to them. I don't
but
even like the Beatles.
You can't make that claim then.
Because okay, well then I can base...
The people who know rock music front to back will agree that Beatles are amazing.
They'll agree that, obviously, that's like people who say like...
But... I'm saying people
like,
who know
okay,
rock
okay,
much
for example,
than
let's say video games. People will say Mario was the pinnacle of gaming. Look, that's the greatest design ever. People say it all the time. People say it all the time. Or like say Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time or whatever. They'll say like, oh, that was the greatest game ever. Like, we'll never get a game like that. That game sucks nowadays. That game is not the best game. If that game was so like actually that great, and no game has ever surpassed it, then we would all just play Ocarina of Time. There would never be any awards for any games because they'll say, like, this game was just trash.
Well, I mean, but people praise, like, the first Mario Bros. Games for, like, their game design.
But the game design wasn't even that good.
It was very good.
For its time. For its time.
They had technical limitations. Like, the Beatles have a guitar the same as Ed Sheeran has a guitar.
No, but...
Ed Sheeran's music is no better. It's no different.
No, I would... I'd argue not.
What could be the difference between a guy singing on guitar and one, like, 40 years and, like, the other? What's the difference? They're both singing about love. They're both, like... They both probably got the same four-chord progression. They're just in different times. Different hair color.
I'm still saying that the only... Like, if...
One of them's Irish.
If the Beatles were really that great... Like, they...
Then
they,
what do you think would be different if they were actually...
They were the best you could get... Every song that you would listen to would just be compared to the Beatles. They'd be like, I mean, it's good, but it's not Yellow Submarine. Come on. And people would be like, yeah, you're right. Let's listen to Beatles again. No, the reason why people listen to other... The Beatles don't have as many streams as other songs nowadays. Because other songs nowadays are better. People would rather listen to other songs than the Beatles.
Well, people like new music. People like fresh new music.
Yes, they like fresh because it's new and it's different.
It's interesting to hear
people.
No.
Like, for example, steak. I can eat the same steak. Maybe I want something different, but I'll go back to that same steak because I like that steak is good.
And people go back to the Beatles.
No, they do not. People, if the Beatles were not so overhyped, people would not listen to Beatles at all.
But how did they get overhyped?
Because they were popular back then.
But then
the parents were like, hey, Sonny, come listen to the Beatles. It's really good. And they're like, oh, wow, the Beatles are what my parents like.
So people will think One Direction is the best band ever since they were the biggest boy band of this time? You think people will look at One Direction the same way they look at the Beatles?
Well, people don't like Beatles. No. That's different. That's completely different. Because people don't like One Direction like they like the Beatles. The only people who really like One Direction are, like, preteen to teenage to, like, young college-age girls. But people like the Beatles... when they weren't that age too.
For a reason, because they were better.
Because they were, yeah. One Direction, I don't like One Direction. You don't like One Direction. So of course they're not, well still, I would say the average person doesn't like One Direction. So of course they're not gonna be popularized. Like they're not gonna stand the test of time because most people didn't like them. But let's say for example, let's just say Drake. But I don't even know. But let's say Drake. One Dance, that will keep playing on the radio for a long time. Because it was everyone liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait till a couple years from now. People will not listen to the Beatles.
The only reason
people listen to Beatles is because the people who listen to the Beatles are still alive. Once they die off, people are like gonna be like listening to Kanye, like, oh yeah, Kanye is the pinnacle of music. God, there's no one better.
So are you?
And then when we die off, they're gonna be talking like, I don't know, Ed Frank. Like, oh man, Ed Frank is so freaking good.
Ed Frank?
I don't know who Ed. I was just making up a name.
Ed Sheeran?
I was just making up a name. Because like it's similar to like anything. Once that generation dies off, like the Beatles will still be talked about, of course, but they won't be like.
I think there's something to the passing of time that ages certain things better than others.
Like because they were popular.
If you listen, I mean, okay, let's take...
Like, Beethoven is still listened to because he's popular. There are other composers other than Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart, but those three are super popular. So people rather listen to those ones if they're going to listen to classical music. But another reason why they're still played is because people, like, concert or orchestra concerts, they still play those songs for orchestras. But the Beatles are different, I feel like, because the only people want to listen to the Beatles from are the Beatles. They don't want to listen to Kanye sing the Beatles song. Or, oh, let's listen to this typical guy, like, listen, you know, what's his version of the Beatles song? No, people just want to listen to Beatles. But, like, orchestra music can be played by anyone because a violin sounds like a violin. no matter what country or what person's playing it. Maybe some people could play it worse. But like, what's his name? Paul McCartney? There's no person who can just look, sound, and act exactly like Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
So once that generation dies, people are not gonna listen to it anymore. Because there's...
Why would that be?
Because they're not gonna play it on the radio. There aren't new versions.
They don't play the Beatles on the radio.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
on modern radio,
new kids. Kids now, because one, the Beatles are not as popular anymore as they used to be. They aren't even like...
Of course not.
Like, they're not top of the streaming charts.
Nobody's going to be...
So once the generation who butt-loved the Beatles dies off, who's going to be the person who's overhyping the Beatles now? You? No?
Who's overhyping the Beatles?
The people who listen to the Beatles.
But you could say that about any music ever.
Exactly. Like when I am old and gray, I might still be hyping up Kanye and Drake. Like, oh yeah. Oh, this music sucks. Ah, bring back Kanye and Drake. Ah, but...
But you picked Kanye and Drake because they were good. They were better than others.
No, I picked those two because they're popular.
You picked... Really? So you wouldn't pick...
I have other artists who I listen to. All
right, so...
But I go back to Kanye and Drake because...
If my kid asked what to listen to...
Yeah, you probably say Kanye and Drake. If you if you're like, what is a rap? If your child came up to you and was like, hey, I need to listen to a rap song. What rap song? You would probably
tell him like to listen to like Shawn Mendes instead of the Beatles, or Shawn Mendes instead of like another band that I actually like that was less popular. I'm not gonna tell my kids listen to popular stuff.
But still, like, for example, I know some old artists who were popular at the time when my parents were growing up, or when they were like, you know, like maybe 20 to 30 age, because that's what they would listen to. So I know their names. And the only reason that happened is because they were popular. The Beatles, most people our age do not just... Like when they go into their car with a bunch of friends, they're like, oh, hit up the Beatles. No.
I mean, what's your point?
My point is that the Beatles are not that great.
People have a natural tendency to like things that are new because it's special to their generation, so they won't listen to the older stuff as much.
But that, I wouldn't say that, because there are old Beethoven songs. I mean, there are new songs that are for orchestras that people just don't listen to. They rather just listen to Beethoven. And that song, those songs are like 300 years old, 400 years old.
Well, classical music is not like the zeitgeist right now. Classical music is not at its peak popularity.
But I'm saying like music, guitar songs or whatever, songs like the Beatles, they aren't going to be they're going to die off.
When do you
there's
think going to
be other
happen?
Type of, when the older generation dies.
But there's a new generation now who likes Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, so then Ed Sheeran, well, music has changed nowadays where different people who are like world stars, but still, there's the only people who bring up the Beatles are people like, for example, Kiss and like, what's his name? What are the other people? Crap, I don't know the rock stars.
I don't know, Led Zeppelin.
Let's say Led Zeppelin, Kiss, whatever. Only reason people bring those artists up is because in movies, the directors who picked out these songs, they listened to those songs when they were kids or when they were like our age. So of course, if they're gonna pick out a song, they're not gonna pick out some new stuff. Go pick out the stuff they liked back then, because they say your musical taste is like at its peak. Like you're done with musical taste, like when you're 20, basically. You've already figured out what songs you like. Like if you made a movie right now and you had to pick out a song, you pick out songs you like. You wouldn't pick out like, oh, what's popular right now, unless you're really trying to make a movie.
I would fit with the movie.
Yeah, but you pick what would fit based off of your taste of songs.
My taste of movie making.
No. You would pick the songs you like. You wouldn't say like...
I would probably have a natural tendency to
pick songs that you've listened to before.
Because I think they're good. And I want my movie to be good.
Exactly. So the people making movies now, they keep bringing up Kiss. They keep bringing up Led Zeppelin. They keep bringing up I forgot what his name is. The other band. Crap. But whatever. Beatles? No. The freaking Beatles. The ones who are like, and it burns! Dun, 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 dun.
What was that? What is he saying? What word is that?
Early birds?
Early birds.
Who is that guy?
Are you talking about Crazy Train?
Yeah, Crazy Train.
Oh, okay. Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, yeah. Ozzy Osbourne or...
Black Sabbath?
Who? What? I can't remember. There's another one. The person who made the Iron Man song. Like,
that's Black Sabbath. That's the same guy.
Wait, is it really?
Ozzy Osbourne is the lead singer of Black Sabbath.
Crap. Well, then. No one's going to listen to him. Not no one's going to listen to them, but the only reason people listen to them...
People still make metal music.
It's because they're brought up.
People still make metal and it's popular.
Yeah. But...
And it's with the same instruments and style as Black Sabbath.
It's the same instrument, same style,
exactly,
but
exactly the same, but, I mean, it's... nobody's going to say that, like, a new metal album is, like, better because it's new. It's just...
I never said that. I'm just saying that.
You said that new music is better than the Beatles.
Well, yeah, new music is better than the Beatles. But I didn't say, like, every song that's new is just automatically better than the Beatles.
Well, no, but...
I'm just saying the music that we have nowadays is objectively better than the Beatles.
How objectively? What do you mean? In what metric?
In the metric of just that people don't listen to Beatles anymore.
But what,
if the Beatles were that great...
But popularity isn't an accurate metric of how good it is.
But it is a metric of, do people listen to it? And that's a metric of if it's good. But it's not really, but still.
It's not. Because you were talking about earlier how marketing is so important.
Yeah, but I'm saying that if the Beatles were so good that they are just the peak of music for that type of genre. Would still only listen to the Beatles.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't hear it on the radio. Well, you do hear it on the radio sometimes, but I'm saying, like, you don't hear it, like, just played. Like, when I'm walking outside, I don't just hear the Beatles.
Well, but that's the same thing as, like, people like modern music because it's new and fresh and cool.
They like modern music because it is better.
Why is it better? When what metric is it better? We're going back to that.
Because more people listen to it.
But that's you saying popularity... Is an accurate metric of that, then?
But I'm saying...
That's
if the majority of the population doesn't listen to the Beatles anymore, then they obviously do not like the Beatles as much as other songs.
I don't think that's true. I think that people like things more that they can relate to more, and people who make modern music... Like, the Beatles could never make a song about, like... Like a social media romance or something, but people make songs about that now, so they listen to that. It doesn't mean it's better because how people act now is different. It's just people like it because they can relate better.
But I would say that I don't know how to explain it because I'm not like a musical like theorist person,
the
like
production
major.
Production value.
But
is higher.
I would say the production. There are certain key elements in music nowadays that is different from music back then because it is a more competitive market for music. So people have to be better if they want to like actually become popular.
But better in what way? Because
I don't know. Because I don't know. Like I don't study music.
Songwriting has not changed all that much.
I could argue it has a lot.
In what way?
Because, like your lyrics. I feel like your lyrics matter more now.
Matter more?
Yeah, it matters more.
With the mumble rap scene?
That's mumble rap.
That's
mumble
what's rap's, popular.
No, not really.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's popular.
What?
But even that mumble, like, okay, name a mumble rapper who's like popular. It's just a meme. Only person who's popular is freaking what's his name. I don't even know his name because he's irrelevant. No one really listens to him. They just listen to him as a meme.
I know a lot of people listen to Migos and 21 Savage.
Migos is not mumble rap. I mean, they are, but they're not.
They have a lot of songs that are very simplistic. I'm not saying that's bad, but.
But I mean, simplistic. I would say minimalistic. There's a whole different thing. Minimalism can be thought as like a true art.
I know, and I agree with that, but that doesn't mean that. I wouldn't call Bad and Bougie a better written song than a lot of like Beatles tracks.
But still, like okay, let's say for the rap scene, there were a lot of artists who now like it used to be, you know, you kind of just I don't know, maybe just make a rap. It sounds good. Maybe make your lyrics about like gangbanging and whatever. But now not only do you need a, like I feel like what's most important, now you have to have a great production. Your beat has to be amazing. Now, because most people won't listen to a trash beat. They want something they can bump to. Now you need that.
When did people like to listen to bad instrumentals?
What? No, they don't.
When did people like to listen to bad instrumentals?
But I'm saying back then.
When did people like to listen to bad instrumentals?
No, but they didn't. But I'm saying back then, the instrumental was not as complex as it is now.
Like, complex? What do you mean?
Back then, it was just like stomps, like boom, pop, boom, boom, pop. And it was like nothing.
Okay, then now, like, I will come back to you with a baseline thing. The baselines are much less complex. The chord progressions are much less complex. The melodies are more repetitive. Everything is more consistent. Maybe it's just for like...
So it turned out that the audio got screwed up by the rain. So, yeah, don't really know what to say. So I'm just kind of adding a little bit because I feel kind of guilty because, you know, I'm adding in two sponsorship things, which will make me like around like probably like freaking 3 cents for each view. So, you know, yeah, making big bucks. So, yeah, so I'm just gonna, you know, just say that that argument basically turned out that I completely won, and Joe, which was the friend I was talking to, yeah, he started crying, he like kissed my foot, he's like, Jabari, I've never heard anything more true in my entire life, so please, please, please forgive me for ever having a different opinion from yours. And then he like gave me like $15 and then like, you know, went and walked away. So I was kind of shocked by that, but, you know, it usually happens to me when I have arguments like this, or debates, as I like to call it. So, yeah, so it's pretty cool having $15 and, you know, winning the argument like that. So, yeah, so you basically know what happened. I'm sad that you couldn't hear the audio from that, but, you know, these things happen. So, another thing that happened, I apparently dropped my credit card, and someone gave it to the desk. I was like, wow. Or about the desk that, you know, lost items go to and all that. It's like, wow, they could have just used up my credit card, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I would have, you know, luckily it was the credit card, so it wouldn't have affected me really. I just called the credit union, blah, 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 and tell them all the stuff and cancel the card, whatever. And then they would do their stuff. But still, I was like, wow, this world is a lot better than people make it seem. You know, that's a lesson to you all. This world is not as negative as we make it. It's actually very, very happy. So yeah, you know, positive vibes. So that's basically it. I'm sorry that the audio got screwed up, but you know, these things happen. So yeah, I guess the next podcast will not be outside, and it will be about something else. Maybe we'll talk about the time before AIDS didn't exist. That is a topic that we like to bring up time to time. But who knows? Who knows? Only the future will tell. So now you're going to get another ad, and then you'll just hear only the end of the podcast. So goodbye.
Still 20 years old, you don't think that they... It
would have affected them, but
they don't play.
They
live.
Would still listen to. I don't.
Two of them are dead.
I've never listened to Kanye live ever in my life, but I still listen to Kanye.
He's an active artist. It's exciting to have an active artist.
Okay, fine. I never listened to Beethoven live. I still listen to Beethoven. A lot of people listen to Beethoven. Some people go to a concert specifically because Beethoven's being played.
But it's not. But he doesn't come out with new stuff.
He doesn't come out with new stuff, but people still listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Not as popular.
People still say that Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is the best symphony of all time, blah, blah, blah. But they don't say that about the Beatles. They're like, oh, yeah, the Beatles. Oh, my God. We'll never get better than the Beatles. God, I love the Beatles. That. Only the people who like the Beatles say that. But people who don't like Beethoven still listen to Beethoven.
Well, it's a lot less common for people to have a but large Beethoven, amount of
No, but
music.
Beethoven's super old, but people will still listen. People all know Beethoven's song. People know Ode to Joy.
I think
that's really old.
Most
but,
of everyone will recognize a Beatles song. But that's not, I mean...
But I'm saying that there are some people who'd rather listen to an old Beethoven song than something new. But there are people nowadays who would completely rather listen to anything new than the Beatles.
I think that people naturally have a tendency to like things that are new and fresh and current and still exist.
No, I think people have a natural tendency to like better music.
So, okay. Well, let's go point by point. You don't think the fact that the Beatles aren't a band anymore, two of them are dead, they don't play live, you don't think that has any, they don't make music
anymore? That has a small factor, but then again, that could also make them better, because I have argued before that Van Gogh is dead and his art is even more popular than it ever would have been imagined. So, no, I don't think that's a point.
I don't see the connection.
There is a connection, because when people have died, then they're like, wow, he really was an artist, blah, 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 blah. Wow, their music really was good. Say XXX, ta-ba-da. People like XXX, ta-ba-da, way more than they've ever liked him before he died. Yeah, that's objective.
But in 60 years, I mean...
Like, all these artists putting featuring XXX on their albums because they know that people want to listen to him now. People have now heard about him after he died. The Beatles, it must have been the same. After they died, they got way more plays. After Michael Jackson died, everyone listened to Michael Jackson even more because
the
they're like, oh, we gotta listen to Michael Jackson.
After they died, there's no way. The Beatles, the British Invasion was one of the biggest music occurrences ever. After, in the 80s, 1980 when John Lennon died, they were definitely not nearly as popular. There might have been a slight resurgence after he died as a memorial thing, listening to his songs like Imagine and stuff, but they weren't overjoyed.
I feel like the reason, okay, but still, I still think that point is irrelevant, the whole being dead. But I think the reason why people like newer music is because the music evolves with the times. So when you say an old Kanye album, his first album, College Dropout, is so 2005, you can hear it sounds like 2005. So you're like, I don't want to listen to 2005 music. I like newer music now. I want Kanye to make a new song that has evolved with how the music tastes have changed. Then he makes a new album that's relevant to the nowadays.
Let me ask you a question. So if an artist makes an album and people like it, they make a new album and more people like it, you will say that the second album is objectively more pop or better in all cases.
Yeah, if more people like it the second time around, or more people have listened to it and keep listening to it, then yeah, it's better.
Well, we're not talking about longevity here. We're talking about in the moment. We're talking about right now. More people listen to the second album right now, so it's better, right? That's what you're saying?
If more people just listen to it, they only listen to it once, then no, it's not better.
No.
But if people keep listening to it, what I count as popularity. If people keep listening to it, people kept listening to One Dance. People keep still listening to it.
Been 2 years. The Beatles have been around for 60 years.
But the Beatles have been around for 60 years, but people don't keep listening to it at the same rate as they did.
We'll see then. There's no way of testing
But
One
there
Dance.
Is a way to test that One the Dance, Beatles aren't listened to that much anymore.
We'd have to wait.
But there
we'd
is... Ha-
no,
wait,
no, 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 no.
wait, wait,
we'd,
wait,
we'd
wait.
We have to wait 6 years to hear if One Dance
but,
is played
but,
all the time.
I will say that 60 years, the music has evolved again. So One Dance will be trash in my eyes if more people listen to a different type of song.
Okay, I mean, if that's how you gauge music, then that's how you want to gauge music.
That's how I gauge music as a whole, yes. That's not how I personally, because personally, I like different songs. Personally, I think the Beatles are terrible. But as a whole, the Beatles aren't bad. I just don't like how they sound. I don't like their music. It's boring.
Why do you think they're bad?
It's boring music. It literally is just boring.
So you don't like slow music?
I like slow music. I just don't like boring music. Their music does not connect with me. Their music does not sound good to me. It's boring. And they're just trash to me. But I will admit, as a whole, they are popular and they are well-liked. But...
So they're good.
As a whole, yeah, they're good, but they're not as good as the newer artists nowadays because they are well-liked even more. And the reason why they are well-liked even more is because people like evolved music. They like music that adheres to the changing taste of the times. Similar to movies.
All right. I mean, all I'm hearing is that what's popular now is best.
Yeah, if it's popular, then it's objectively the best music as of now.
All right, I mean, you can...
It's truth.
If that's how you want to say it, then
it's truth.
That's fine.
It's truth. If people actually like the other music way more, then it would be popular. But the reason why it's not popular is because people don't want to listen to it. And okay. When people don't want to listen to it, that means it's not good.
But what about this? Okay, so how about...
Oh, no. I'm running out of time. Oh, crap. Oh, no. Goodbye. Jabari's with him.